USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The jury in the Paul Manafort case has questions, but no verdict on day one of deliberations in the courthouse in Arlington, Virginia. After 7 hours debating his fate, jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including clarification on the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager. The trial has gone on for 3 weeks. Manafort, who is 69 years old, charged with tax evasion and bank fraud. He's pleaded not guilty, but his fate in the hands of the 12 jurors who need a unanimous verdict to convict him on all 18 counts.
Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A new report says terrorist attacks on the decline, but a terrorism expert says those who want to harm us trying to attack us in different ways. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
A new study out from the University of Maryland said that 2017 was the third consecutive year that the number of terror attacks around the world and deaths caused by them have dropped. So far, 2018 looks to be on track to be lower still. Aaron Cohen is a counterterrorism expert and former member of the Israeli Defense Force. He talked about the new way that Al-Qaeda and ISIS is trying to attack us.
Terror groups today are going underground. They're not going to be fighting it in the streets of Iraq and Syria like we saw with ISIS. We did a great job over there when President Trump came into power by unleashing our forces. But now we're going to start to see a resurgence. But this is all going to get done quietly through what I've been calling nomad terror groups, or groups that can operate individually quietly.
For U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has passed away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
You're no good.
The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spanned several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Born in 1942, she sang gospel music before starting her mainstream career at the age of 18. In 1987, she became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And some good news to report, a Minnesota bus driver making an unscheduled stop, gaining a new passenger as a woman goes into labor. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Passengers jumped in to help her deliver the child when it was apparent the baby was arriving. Michelle Aguier was quickly laid on the floor while a male passenger prepared to catch the baby. The baby was born seconds later. Another passenger called her mother, who is a midwife, and asked for a string or a shoelace, which a teenage girl handed over. She was rushed to the hospital, and the new baby is doing fine.
This is USA Radio News.